Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Carlton Morris's new book, The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods, is a groundbreaking analysis of religious myths and human identity in the modern world, offering a fresh perspective on the relationship between the biblical gods and humanity. By presenting insights that are rarely discussed in a religious context, The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods is essential for anyone interested in theology, history, or the complexities of organized religion. It's a perspective that will never be heard, preached from the pulpit, or taught in Sunday school. Carlton spent years working for the government, 20 years in the Navy, 20 years with the Air Force Civil Engineers. He holds a letter of patent for a multi-lift hand truck, is a past president of Mensa, artist, illustrator, and a lay student of religious and esoteric doctrine, currently residing in Phoenix, Arizona. Carlton Morris, author of The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods, Children of the Biblical Gods, Hebrews, Israelites, Arabs, is our guest on This Week in America. Carlton, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Ms. Bracken, and thank your organization for allowing me to be on your program.
It's our pleasure. This is a very important book, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today. Let's start with chapter one. Why did a God who had created a universe make man in his own image? Why did he do this?
I think that you're kind of confused. There is a divine God that is responsible for the action, reaction, and interaction of everything that's in the universe, plus the principles that guide and control the universe. The biblical God is one of the aspects of the organized life forms that was created during the creation period. And it came to man, they came to the earth as a mining conglomerate of several mining companies, and the Lord God was one of those companies. He and his crew settled in Ethiopia, in the what we call the Garden of Eden, and it's the Bible is basically not the story of man, but is the story of the family genetic bloodline of the Lord God from the man and Adam and Eve that were cloned from his DNA. And so man, Hebrews, the Israelites, and the Arabs are basically the bloodline of the two gods, biblical gods, the Lord God in the beginning of the Bible, before the flood, and of the biological children born to the Jehovah, the Lord God, after the flood. And that was the Hebrews and the Israelites and his grandsons. The man is a modified subspecies, a subculture of the biblical gods. Both man and the gods carry the same DNA. They can and did mate and reproduce children. We are those children. If there is any primary or significant event in biblical history, it would be the failed sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham. Had Abraham succeeded in sacrificing Isaac to his God, Jehovah, there would have been no biblical history beyond that point. Without Isaac, there would have been no Jacob and no Esau. Without Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, there would have been no Egyptian bondage, no plagues, no wilderness, Israelites, or Arabic nations. There would have been no promised land or the acceptance of Jehovah as a God of Abraham, the Jewish and Arabic nations. And without them, there would have been no Jesus, Christianity, or organized religion, and no religion predicting the end of days. That's basically the summary of the book. And it is, it talks about the beginning of man, ruled by the Lord God, before the flood, what caused the flood, and what happened to his genetic bloodline of the Lord God after the flood and before the time of Abraham. There's very little history there, but when Abraham came up, the second half of the Bible is basically the story of Abraham and his family and how Jehovah became the God of Abraham and became the father, the biological father of Isaac, and how Isaac had the grandson Jacob and Esau, and those sons became the patriarchs of the Jacob for the Israelites and the biological son of Abraham, Ishmael, and the biological son of Jehovah became the patriarchs of the Jewish nation, of the Arabic nations.
Yes.
And the basically, it's a story of how man or why man is the biological genetic bloodline of the two gods. And why we are their descendants, and they're our ancestors, we're the descendants and their children.
Remarkable insights in this book, The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods. Why did he plant a garden and place two special trees with that garden?
A very good question. Because if you read the beginning of Genesis, they were talking about in the beginning, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Okay, who are we? If we look at the second chapter, they talk about where the gold of the God, the gold was good in area of the biblical garden, where the gold was good, the onyx stone, and beryllium. They came for that. And then they created man as servants, a slave, and that the Garden of Eden was for the food that they had to eat. They were mortal beings, and they needed food to eat. And the two trees that were planted, the one of the tree of life was there for food, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was a narcotic that they used in their long voyages through space to take care of the pain and suffering and this type of thing. And that was when they planted it in the middle of the garden and didn't want anybody to touch it, because had man was allowed to get to the tree, it would create problems in the workforce, because it would be like the narcotics under the workers today. They wouldn't lose control. And when Eve sampled the tree, then she did so because to follow the command of the God that was her supervisor. And he did that to get her to have sex with her, and he produced Cain. And so she was blamed for that, but she was only, as a slave, she was only following orders and dictates of the God. So she had no other choice, and she's been blamed for that. But then when they said that, later when he said that man had sampled the tree of the good of evil, which expanded her knowledge, she lost her innocence, not her life. And her mind expanded, and she was playing like our kids, planning, pretending to be, because gods wore clothes, they didn't. They were naked. They weren't ashamed of their status as slaves, but they tried to make clothes to be an imitation of the God. And then the Lord God said, now that man has sampled the tree, his mind has expanded, he is as a god. He was afraid of him. He put a ban on the tree so that kicked them out of the garden so that they couldn't get to the tree again and nobody else could. So they put a light, when you analyze it, it was a big floodlight or something that was there to protect the garden. And they had the centaurs, the guard dog that they put in to protect the garden. And they gave Adam and Eve their their skins of cloaks of skin, which was actually clothes. And then they kicked them out of the garden. And from there, they continued to serve the God. And that was part of when they started, when Eve was created, after years after Adam, because she wasn't there in the first beginning. It was just a homosexual society until they started having problems with the between themselves and the animals to satisfy their biological urges. So they created the animals to take care of that. When they didn't work, then they created Eve, which was a change in their mission, and a mighty mission, because now with Eve came family and children, the beginning of civilization, and that's when they started giving man laws and principles and guidelines, and because man became then a subculture and a subspecies of their race, and they were given the laws and principles for them to live by. And that was the beginning of civilization. Now, the problem was that once they created Eve, then they began having biological children from both the gods and the women that were created as mates to the helpers, the crew. And then the crew problem between the children of the hybrid gods and the children of the biological man that created problems, because the biological, the hybrid children took precedence over the other children, and they began to complain about it. And this is when, in that one verse there that says that it was religion came into the effect, but it wasn't. It was a problem that the Lord God had to solve. To survive, they began to build the ark. And there's a scripture, I go into how in some substances about the ark that for them to survive. And that was a reason for everything, the circumstances around the building of the ark. What was happening is the high winds and the volcanoes and hurricanes and this type of thing were caused by the magnetic attraction between the Earth and the asteroid. And the miners, they came to mine the gold. Then the mines were destroyed by the flood, and because of the cave-ins and this type of thing. So after the flood, those that were not on the ark, religion says that all died. Everybody died. That's not true, because there were some survivors. Because when Abraham, after the flood, when Abraham left to go into Egypt, somebody had to be in Egypt to save him. And they had a society there that Abraham and his wife Sarah lived there until they were kicked out of Egypt. So they were survivors of the flood. But then after the flood, when Noah built the altar, that was a celebration. It was supposed to be a sacrifice to the Lord God for survival. But it was actually a feast of celebration, because he killed, instead of just one animal as a sacrifice to the Lord because of the salvation, he had to sacrifice, he barbecued a whole lot of all the animals that were good to eat to feed the crew and those who survived the flood. So, and then from there, you don't hear anything about it in the families until the time of Abraham, when Abraham meets with his God. And then when the God decided the mines were no longer workable, they decided to return to their home world. And they took and made Jehovah, the God of Abraham, made him the Lord God, and left a crew families here on earth, left them as caretakers to take care of the families and the property. And then the story goes, from that on, the Bible is nothing but the story of Abraham, his wife Sarah, and Abraham that the time when Isaac would be born. He was the biological son of Jehovah. And then from him came Jacob and Esau, became the Israelites. And basically that's it.
Boy, there is so much here. I mentioned presenting insights that are rarely discussed in a religious context. That pretty well sums up The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods by our guest on the program, Carlton Morris. Time is going by so quickly. I'd like to go back and pick up on a point that you talked about earlier. Why was gold, the onyx stone, bdellium, so important to the Bible that it's mentioned in the second chapter? Why is that?
Well, that that as a reason for the gods coming to the earth, it wouldn't have been. That it just gives you the reason for the Bible being in existence and for the creation of man, the first place. That it's the main purpose of the gods. That was their purpose. Man was just something that was created as a slave to mine the gold for them. That's right. It's a very important part. And without the gold, you'd have no story and no man and no creation or no biblical history. And they had more than one Lord God. The biblical story is only about the man, the Israelites and the Hebrews and the Israelites and Jewish people from a biblical standpoint. The rest of the other gods had other in other areas of the world. And one a good example is down in South America, where they have found these symbols and stuff down in South America that refer to the other gods and their mining companies. And they had Adams and Eves and the other nations that descended from their genetic code. So it gives you a reason for the reason why if all men had died or came from Adam and Eve, you'd have one blood culture. But you have eight blood cultures came from these various other Lord gods and their part of the mining conglomerate that came to the earth to mine for the minerals. Then also mentioned that this was not the first time that the gods had come to the earth. They came before to check it out. They came as a colonizing company, and they disappeared and reverted back, probably because of another asteroid hit, and reverted back to their primordial age, because they found artifacts and stuff that were buried in the earth and around the country, around the world, that indicated that a foreign colony, and this is being justified by the artifacts that are being found today, that buried in the earth and that are age old long before the time of man. So the gods came here several times, and the biblical gods is the recent adventure that and we are there are our ancestors, and we are their descendants. We managed to stay alive.
All of this and so much more in The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods, Children of the Biblical Gods, Hebrews, Israelites, Arabs by Carlton Morris. Time has gone by so quickly. I've got time for one more question at the end, and I have so many, and you'll please read the book and you'll be enlightened. The book is available wherever books are sold. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can go directly on our link there to Amazon to order the book. What happened between man and the gods after the flood?
The gods no longer came. They had no reason to visit and work. Before the flood, the gods worked alongside and walked, talked, and worked alongside man. But after the flood, there was no reason for them to do that. So they separated. Now, and went their own way, and man was left on his own. He was confused, but he served the gods before. He still had an obligation, or felt he had an obligation to serve the gods afterwards. But there were no gods, so what they did was begin to set up separate places within their homes and stuff, wherever they abode, to pay honor to the gods, and began putting sacrifices and stuff in special places for the gods in hopes that they return. And this was the beginning of religion as such, and that Abraham was fortunate that he met his God in the desert and became his disciple. And so everything followed. There may have been many others that were throughout the time that did talk and meet with man, but they would be found in just remote documents and stuff, according to the people in the local areas.
So interesting, and so much more we could talk about, and the time has gone by so quickly, and hopefully we can follow up and talk more about all of the amazing insight that you will find in The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods, Children of the Biblical Gods, Hebrews, Israelites, Arabs by Carlton Morris, our guest on the program. Essential for anyone interested in theology, history, the complexities of organized religion, perspective you won't find preached in many places, taught in Sunday school. You'll find it in the book, The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods. Carlton Morris has been our guest on the program. That's Morris. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and the Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Carlton, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Very enlightening. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Mr. Brocken, I thank you.
It is our pleasure. You did an excellent job in the presentation. A lot of great information there that we will want to follow up on by reading the book, The Left Hand of the Biblical Gods by Carlton Morris, our guest on the program. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.